Welcome back to D.C. Everest Junior High School, where the second half is about to get underway between D.C. Everest and Rhinelander. Evergreen staked to a 2-0 lead as they try and keep the hammer for a second year and try and notch their second win of the season. Next time we see these D.C. Everest Evergreens, we'll have them a week from Thursday. Their home game, I believe they are scheduled to play either Spash or Marshfield. Don't have their schedule in front of me yet. I know that the Evergreens will be on the road for their next game. That's going to be a game where they will travel to Marshfield. That'll be a tough in-conference test. Play is back in as time is underway for the second half, and the Evergreens control and quickly driving towards the goal is Seth Jaglinski. And we've got a whistle, and Jaglinski is going to be called for pushing off there. It'll be a foul against him, and Rhinelander will get to put the ball back in play. I'm Chris Conley, and you are listening to Evergreens High School Soccer on FoxSportsWausau.com. Next Evergreens broadcast after this, we will travel to the Fox Valley with the football team against a tough opponent, Appleton North and D.C. Everest. That coverage is coming up on Friday night. And that's our live game, 6:30 pregame, and a kickoff at 7. Football of another kind between now and then. Here's a long ball. It's on goal from Baby Ars. Baby Ars was trying to set up his teammate there, Middlestad, a little too long. And the Rhinelander goalkeeper comes out to take the ball away, Bryce White. White's going to send this kick out towards the center, where the Evergreens continue to control most of these free balls. Jaglinski there kicked it over the near boundary, and Rhinelander to throw it back in. Our goals both came late in the first half. Brennan Krieg scored at 37 minutes, a header on a long cross. Zach Pupp set him up. Pupp scored the second goal, finding the back of the net just along the far crossbar set up there by Seth Jaglinski. And that goal came with less than a minute left in the first period. Rhinelander here from close range, centering, and a score. The Evergreens goalkeeper, Poggle, is claiming he was interfered with. Nope, this is going to be a goal, I think. The referees are going to talk about this before we get an official indication. Poggle claims that he was interfered with. And this call is not going to go the Evergreens way. Rhinelander has just scored to cut this 2-1. And Rhinelander cuts the Evergreens lead in half just 2 minutes into the second half. They're going to give the goal to Gunnar Malott. With an assist from Christopher Keevy. So Malott from Keevy at close range. And again, a little bit of a controversial goal. Alex Poggle, the goalkeeper, claims he was interfered with. He will not get that call. And it's 2-1. And now we've got a whistle. And this is going to be a foul on Rhinelander. The Evergreens are going to put this ball... No, foul on the Evergreens. Rhinelander is going to put the ball in play. Evergreens outshot Rhinelander Hodags 10-5 in the first half. But now Rhinelander trying to make the adjustments. Maybe the halftime chance to rest did them some good. Here's a long shot off the free kick, and it's actually on goal. Goes a little wide of that near, that far crossbar, and out of play. The Evergreens will put it in. R.J. Eads took that long kick.
Number 7,
Evergreen's goalie is going to kick this in, and Alex Poggle with a long ball out towards the center. Two players came together while trying to head this. Now Rhinelander controls again. It's a dangerous moment for the Evergreens because just at least for this point in the game, Rhinelander may have a little bit of momentum as the Evergreens try and right the ship. Controlling out near center for the Evergreens as Baby Ars tries a ball along the far sideline and goes out of play. Rhinelander will throw it back in. Evergreens had a 2-0 lead. Now it's 2-1. Rhinelander with a long run along the sideline, sliding and knocking that away for the Evergreens. That's Brennan Krieg, and Krieg has figured in both of the goals for the Evergreens. He scored on a header in the 37th minute. and was on the field, although did not get credit for the assist in that second goal. The assist went to Seth Jaglinski in goal number two, which came late in the first half, which appears to be an important goal here. Evergreen's just taken the ball away near the center. And at the center of the field, here's Baby Arz. Baby Arz tries a long ball down the far sideline. That's a little too long. Was trying to set up Mittelstadt. Goes out of play, last touched by a Rhinelander defender. The Evergreens are going to throw it in. Christopher Sackman along the far side. Evergreens push a few more players down. Tries to send it to the corner to Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt's challenged there. Still has control. Mittelstadt's trying to create. Looks to center and nope. Tough angle there. He tried to put that more on goal, and really the right play was to loft it higher for Jaglinski, who was open for a moment. Sackman was there too, and the Evergreens are unable to connect on what could have been a better chance than what it turned out to be. 2-1, we're in the 51st minute of play. So that's early second half between D.C. Everest and Rhinelander, the Evergreens holding now a one-goal lead. Goal kick controlled by the Evergreens along the far sideline. Zhang lost control, kind of went down hard there, goes out of bounds over the far sideline. Last touched by Rhinelander, Evergreens throw it in. Dusty Spurl tries to control, goes back to Sackman. Evergreens handling 40, 50 yards away from the goal. Now it's loose. Rhinelander comes up with the loose ball. The Evergreens seem to get all the loose balls towards the middle and later parts of the first half, and that's turned out to be a little more even as we get the second half underway. Maybe the Evergreens are the better conditioned of these two teams, so maybe that advantage will show up again as we get later in the half. Here's a give and a go, an opportunity fighting through. There's going to be a shot here, a shot and a goal for the Evergreens! Believe that was Dusty Spurl who created there and then had a strong right foot to the upper left corner, and the Evergreens get the goal back and have a 3-1 lead. That is indeed Dusty Spurl, and Mittelstadt's going to get an assist for the Evergreens as now it's a 3-1 game.
Get up! Get after it! Let's go!
Rhinelander coaching staff not happy about that. Dusty Spurl created a lot there for the Evergreens, and nice to see him actually finish it off with a strong right foot to the upper right-hand corner. Spurl with the goal, Mittelstadt with the assist, and the Evergreens are right back to that two-goal advantage. Shots on goal, even at two apiece, and each team has found the back of the net here. Evergreens take it away, and the Evergreens now are looking for more. Here's Mittelstadt with a long cross, was trying to set up Jaglinski, and it's a little too long. Rhinelander tries to clear it out of there. Evergreens try and keep the pressure on. Patrick Phelan set it in. This ball is loose in front, scrambling towards it. Got a defender on him and unable to get a stronger left foot on it was Jaglinski. Jaglinski had a one-on-one opportunity, just one defender between him and the near post, and that defender came up and disrupted that shot. Jaglinski wasn't able to get a clean shot on goal there. Goal kick sends it back out to center, and now over the near sideline where Rhinelander is going to put it in. Dusty Spurl is being announced here as the goal scorer for the Evergreens, with Jack Mittelstadt getting the assist. 3-1. D.C. Everest. Evergreens control again at the center as the Evergreens try and reassert this. Here's a long cross field pass to Jaglinski, who now looks to center. Was trying to get that over to Baby Arz, and instead it's headed away. Rhinelander still got to get it out of there, and the Evergreens trying to keep this in. Fighting forward at the center, Evergreens control. Carly Zhang along the near boundary. Leaves it back for one of his teammates, and the Evergreens trying to keep it in along the near sideline. Nope, Patrick Phelan couldn't save it. Goes out of play. Our Evergreen Soccer Podcast on Fox Sports is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union, sponsor of all of our Evergreens broadcasts. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And our podcast being created commercial-free tonight, we are thanking some of our Evergreen sponsors who handle all of our games. Here's a Rhinelander shot centering just wide from the near post. Yeah, Rhinelander's been able to manage a couple of these one-time opportunities here. That was Christopher Keeve, who was along the near side of the goal and tried to slide that one towards the far post and just didn't have quite a good angle and was unable to get that on. Although we did have Alex Poggle beat for a moment. that just went wide of that far post. Now, again, Rhinelander unable to get enough players down to mount that sustained attack. It was more of a one-time scoring opportunity for the Hodags, and they couldn't convert. Goal kick from Poggle goes out to the center, where the Evergreens control. Sackman's along the far side to Middlestat now. Middlestat looking for a long ball, and that's a little out of the reach, but it's going to be loose in the corner. Jaglinski is going to run it down. He's just outside the box. Jaglinski is challenged there by one of the defenders, but keeps it in along the end line. Jaglinski looks for a high cross. Got a man, went right through the box, and comes out. Evergreen still control there. There's Mike Sackman. Sackman along the far side. Over to Patrick Phelan. Nope, that's taken away out towards the center. Evergreen send it right back in. Yep, the Evergreens not only have had the better of the scoring opportunities, the Evergreens, towards the end of that first half, and again here in the second, are kind of establishing a time of possession advantage over the Hodags. This goes out of bounds at the center. It's going to be a Rhinelander throw-in. We're in the 55th minute of play, 10 minutes into the second half. Evergreens 3, Rhinelander 1. Here's a long ball sending to the Evergreen side of the field, and just a little too long for Jaglinski. Goes over the near boundary, and Rhinelander is going to throw it in. If you are at any of our Evergreen sporting events on Fox Sports Radio, soccer, football, or even our winter sports, basketball and hockey, if you take game day pictures, you can post them on our website, foxsportswalsaw.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest, everythingevergreens.com, also your home for podcasts like what you're listening to now and our game day blogs. Everythingevergreens.com is presented by Intercity State Bank. Foul here is against the Evergreens, and Rhinelander is going to put it in from just over the center circle. Kick will come from Gunnar Malott. Malott is the Rhinelander goal scorer. Actually, he'll let one of his teammates put this in here. Here's Quinton Triplett with a long ball towards the box, headed out by one of the Evergreens defenders, and goes over the end line. So Rhinelander's unable to get a foot on it in the box. Colton Kellenhauser headed that away. Rhinelander's going to get a corner kick from the far side here. As we are in our 57th minute. 90-minute match here, so there's a lot of time for Rhinelander to cut into this Evergreens 3-1 lead. Get the feeling, though, that one more goal from the Evergreens might actually put this out of reach. Rhinelander might be able to come back from two, not three. Here's a high cross. It's briefly loose in front. A lot of traffic and a save there. Alex Poggle got down low, and I thought he was screened on part of that high cross. A lot of traffic in front of his net. And the sophomore goalie came up with a big save there as Rhinelander was able to put some pressure on. Shots in the half are even at 2-2. Evergreens have outshot Rhinelander for the match 12-7 by my count. And again, more importantly, the score 3-1. Out at the center, Evergreens control. Now move forward to Babiarz. Babiarz got a little space here. Tries a long ball on goal. Didn't strike that as hard as he would like. And on one bounce, it's saved by the Rhinelander keeper, Bryce White. Babiarz tried a one-timer. You know, he had enough space where he could try and get that shot on goal. I don't think he struck it quite as hard as he'd like. Goal kick comes out towards the center where the Evergreens control, backpedaling towards their own end. Carly Zong along the near side. Christopher Sackman. Sackman is forced off the ball there by Felipe Maza. Maza now ahead to one of his teammates. He was trying to set up there for Christopher Keevy, who has the assist on that Rhinelander goal. Ball's a little too long. Evergreens defenders come out here, and now in the center of the field, Evergreens have a lot of space to move forward here. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz leaves it for his teammate, tries to go back to Babiarz a little bit behind him, and one of the Rhinelander defenders was able to get a foot on that to disrupt the pass on what would have been an Evergreens 2-on-2 opportunity. The Evergreens did not get a shot off. Comes back towards the center of the pitch where the Evergreens try and control. It's loose and now onto the foot of a Rhinelander defender. Moves forward along the near side. Evergreens come right up to challenge that ball. Evergreens have not let Rhinelander have anything easy. Sliding there and playing the ball and forcing it out of bounds was Patrick Phelan. You know, Rhinelander has not been able to get those long, uncontested runs. The Evergreens, you know, the last two chances the Evergreens have been able to put on goal, the Evergreens have been operating in space that Rhinelander generally has not seen. Podcast of Soccer. DC Everest and Rhinelander, brought to you by one of our evergreen sponsors for all of our high school sports, the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today at the Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. They're open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sent out now to the center where the evergreens are right there to control it. Here's Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt, fancy footwork, moves forward. Nice move by Mittelstadt, and now a long ball down into the corner. See if Chris Babiarz can center. Babiarz is along the near side, tries to find his teammate. Pass is knocked out by one of the Rhinelander defenders, and the evergreens control there. Patrick Phelan, more evergreens pushing up here. Phelan tries to move to the right side. Now gives it back to Zhang. Zhang tries to go back to Phelan. Phelan with a run along the near side. Ball is out of play along the near sideline. Evergreens are going to get some fresh legs in. Dylan Sebo is coming in. Rhinelander is going to make a goalkeeper change as well. I believe that is Bryce White who is coming out. And I believe it is Owen White, a freshman, who is coming in. So Rhinelander is going to change goalies here. Of course, the goalies wear those different colored uniforms, so sometimes it's difficult to pick up a number. I believe Rhinelander has put in their backup goalkeeper. I know they've got a new goalie in there, and I believe that's freshman Owen White, with his team down 3-1. We're now in the 60th minute of play, 3-1 Evergreens, and Rhinelander is going to have a goal kick. And it's one of the defenders. R.J. Eads to kick it away for the Hodags out to the center of the pitch where the Evergreens are waiting for it. Nope, taken away by Rhinelander along that far sideline. Hodags try and get a run, but the Evergreens have numbers back on defense. Going to be hard for the Hodags to get an advantage here. Taken away by the Evergreens. And D.C. Everest tries to swing this along the near side. There's a nice ball ahead to Jaglinski. And Jaglinski finds his teammate with a little bit of room. Here's Mittelstadt. Now Mittelstadt lost his footing, and we've got a whistle. And we are going to have a foul called on one of the Rhinelander defenders. So the Evergreens are going to get a direct kick here. They're about 30 yards away from the goal from the near side. And Mittelstadt is going to put this into play. He's got a couple of players that are setting up towards the far post. So Mittelstadt's going to try and loft this to the goal and see if he can make something happen. And that ball is on goal and over the head of the goalie and in. Everybody missed it on the high header. I believe the goal is going to indeed go to Mittelstadt on the free kick. He was trying to set up one of his teammates. Went right over the head of not only his teammates, but over the head of the goalie, Owen White. And the Evergreens have extended their lead 4-1. With that goal coming in the 62nd minute of play here. 4-1 Evergreens.
Call for it, then go get it.
And I believe it's going to be Mittelstadt who's going to get credit with the goal on that free kick. I mean, he was trying to loft a high crossing pass towards the far post. Went over everybody's head, including the goalies, and found the back of the net. If Mittelstadt indeed gets credit, he'll have a goal and an assist for the night, and Mittelstadt has played well. And since I don't think that touched anyone else, it would be Mittelstadt unassisted. Rhinelander to put the ball in play in a game that may no longer be in doubt at this point. It is 4-1 DC Everest. So the Evergreens seem more likely now to keep the hammer. Rhinelander with a long ball here towards the near side of the box. Controlling there is White. It's knocked out of bounds, and this is going to be a corner kick off an Evergreens defender. I see what Rhinelander's done here. By pulling their starting goalkeeper, Bryce White, White is back in the game, and he's one of the forwards now. So it's freshman Owen White who is back in goal, and Bryce White is now playing to try and spark some more offense for the Hodags. Corner kick is coming. Rhinelander sends that out high in the box. Nothing happening there. It comes back out here to the center of the field. Now Rhinelander sends it back on goal. Nope, Evergreen's defense right there. It's kicked away by Carly Zong. Rhinelander controls. Trailing 4-1. Forward ahead, and one of the Evergreen defenders is there to disrupt another opportunity for the Rhinelander Hodags. out of play along this near sideline, and the Evergreens are going to throw it in. Coming up now in our almost 70th minute of play here. Evergreens throw in, they're back in their own end. The one goal that the Evergreens have given up, goalie Alex Poggle had to deal with a lot of traffic in front, and that goal came from close range from Gunnar Malott. Evergreens now back at center, and the Evergreens have numbers. Here's a ball that's rolling towards the goal. Jaglinski now tries to catch up. The goalie misplays it, and the shot is left just wide. It came loose. Chris Babiarz tried for the near post. The goalie was out of position there, tried to play the ball, and it came through to Babiarz. Babiarz couldn't quite get it centered on goal. Slid it to the wrong side of the near post. Could have easily made the score 5-1. Instead, we stay at 4-1, just barely. Looked like a kind of inexperienced mistake for Rhinelander's freshman goalie. You've got to decide whether to come back and play the ball or stay back and defend the shot. And if you come out for the ball, you've got no margin for error. You've got to get to it, and he didn't there. Now the Evergreens will try and create again. Evergreens control in their own end, left in the corner for Sackman. Sackman with a long, high cross, got a man in front. Unable to get a good foot on it was Jaglinski with a little traffic there. One of the Hodag defenders sent it to the corner where the Evergreens are waiting for it. Carly Zhang has it. Now the Evergreens look to center again. There's traffic in front, close range, shot just wide again. Again, the Evergreens keep a lot of pressure on the net, and I think that went off the left foot of Babiarz as well. Babiarz has come close. Hasn't quite been able to put either of those goals in. He's had a couple of chances there. 72nd minute of play here. We've had three goals scored since intermission. Two of them belong to the Evergreens. Got interesting for a moment. We were only 2 minutes into the first half when Rhinelander scored a goal that cut this game to 2-1. The Evergreens have scored twice since then. Spurl and Middlestadt with the goals for the Evergreens since Rhinelander made it 2-1 to extend the lead back to 4-1. Rhinelander trying to get something going on offense here, and here is Bryce White. Again, White started the game in goal, now at forward, has the ball on the side. White makes a quick move against Zhang. Now he's along the sideline, tries to center. Evergreens have enough traffic in front. White tries to slide towards that ball again. Evergreens trying to clear it out of there. White with a header to try and keep it alive to Zhang, and Zhang makes a defensive play by kicking it over the near boundary, and Rhinelander will throw it in. They'll throw it in 30 or 40 yards away. So at least for now, the danger has passed as Rhinelander is going to put this ball in. Felipe Maza to throw it in. Maza puts it over one of his teammates' heads, Jacob Arno. Arno is trying to set up Bryce White. So again, White, who started as goalkeeper, sure looks like he's one of the better offensive threats for Rhinelander too. This ball goes out over the goal line, and the Evergreens are going to have a goal kick. Approaching our 73rd minute, Evergreens 4, Rhinelander 1. Listening to high school soccer on FoxSportsWausau.com. Be back here a week from Thursday. Our next Evergreen soccer broadcast, we hope that you will make use of this on our podcast on our website. Again, the popularity of these podcasts will determine in the future how many more of them we do. We're going to do at least 4 more Evergreens home games should they make the playoffs. Of course, we'll provide coverage of those too at Fox Sports Wausau and AM 1390, FM 93.9. Rhinelander with a kick from the center. A lot of traffic there. It doesn't really get through, and the Evergreens take it away. Zach Pupp with a nice ball along the near side. Long ball over to Brandon Craig. Craig, challenged by one of the defenders, had it knocked away for a moment. Dusty Spurl recovers. Evergreens put it on goal. Here's a high shot that goes over the crossbar. Zach Pupp. Pupp already scored back in the first half. Had a pretty good opportunity there. Sent a little bit high over the crossbar and out of play. Evergreens have outshot Rhinelander 4-2. Two of the Evergreen shots, 4-2 since halftime, and Two of those shots have found the back of the net to extend this Evergreens lead. And again, Rhinelander's got a freshman goalie in there now, Owen White, so that their starting goalkeeper, Bryce White, can try and generate some more offense. Evergreens put this on goal towards the near side. Krieg tries to control it along the near goal line, is able to save it for one of his teammates. Evergreens trying to get an angle here along this near side. And the Evergreens suddenly with a lot more pressure on the Rhinelander net as well. Just outside the box, here's Zach Pupp. Pupp now goes ahead. Nice move here from Sebo, and Sebo slides that towards the goal. Didn't strike that particularly well. Goes well wide of the near post and out of play. A goal kick coming up here for Rhinelander. One of the Rhinelander defensemen is going to kick this ball into play. And the Evergreens are waiting for it near the center.
Stay in the game.
Ball is struck out towards the center of the pitch. And again, the Evergreens, boy, they just challenge all these loose balls. And that's been one of the difference in the games. Dylan Sebo. Sebo ahead. He was trying to set up Zach Pupp. Ball's a little bit long. Comes back out from one of the Rhinelander defenders to the middle. Evergreens are waiting for it. Evergreens go back to try and set something up. Dusty Spurl. The Evergreens have certainly looked like the more poised team here. And that's been a difference, too. Evergreens have challenged for these loose balls. Now along the baseline and trying to center there is Brendan Krieg. A lot of traffic in front and a high ball comes out. And that's out of danger now as Rhinelander tries to counter. Rhinelander had 4-3 if they could have controlled, and they couldn't quite control. Bryce White, again, White trying to provide some additional offense and a fresh set of legs for Rhinelander. Couldn't quite corral that in. Ball goes loose over the far sideline, and the Evergreens are going to throw it in. And the Evergreens are going to make a substitution here. James Zhang will come in. And Zach Pupp will come out. We're in our 74th minute, and the Evergreens have a 4-1 lead over Rhinelander. 2-0 at halftime, and since then goals have been 2-1 in favor of the Evergreens. Throw in, Evergreens control. Nope, there's a Rhinelander long ball that one of the Evergreens defenders is going to track down and send safely into the corner. Chris Cornish there. Cornish with a defensive move, tried to get over to Mike Sackman. And it goes over that far sideline. We'll have a throw in for the Rhinelander Hodaks. Rhinelander making some substitutions here as well. Quinton Triplett is going to come in, and Jacob Arno comes in. Fresh legs for the Hodaks. Jason Pisecki and Mitchell Modek are coming out for Rhinelander. Rhinelander will throw in from that far side. Been a long time since Rhinelander's had a shot on goal here. Rhinelander trying to create something. Now they're just outside the box. Strong left foot and a save there by Alex Poggle. Looked like that was put on goal by Keevy, but Poggle got down low and was able to smother that shot. Sends it out towards the center. Long ball tracked down there by the Evergreens again. Gunnar Jonker. Ball goes over the far side. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. Well, the Evergreens was offsides there. So Rhinelander will get the ball as we are midway through the second half, and the Evergreens are leading 4-1. All of our Evergreen sports broadcasts are brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Throw-in gets knocked out, and the Evergreens are going to have a throw-in from the center. It's along the far sideline. Evergreens are making a substitution here. Baby Ars comes on. He's been out for the last 10 minutes or so, so he will represent a fresh set of legs for the Evergreens and along the far side. John Lepine, who just came in for the Evergreens, trying to get that loose ball. Now Rhinelander looking to control. Evergreens again, all of the action really has been in that half of the field. Evergreens have kept more pressure on the ball. Rhinelander now clears it out to the center, going back to retrieve is Dusty Spurl. Spurl goes up to center and Baby Ars. Baby Ars just had it taken away. Rhinelander trying with a long ball. There's nobody there. And it goes back to the Evergreens goalie, harmless. Rhinelander just didn't have numbers. Tried to send that on net. There was nobody home. Evergreens will try and counter here along this near sideline. There's Brennan Krieg. Krieg's got a goal in the game. Has it taken away now? Gunnar Malott. Now Christopher Keevy. Keevy trying to set up. He's got a man there. Now goes across to the near side. And a nice defensive play. Chris Sackman got a foot on that and disrupted what could have been a Rhinelander opportunity. And Rhinelander gets nothing. Unable to get a shot on goal. But taken away here. Here's a shot from the outside. Couple of Evergreen's defenders knock it. Trying to do really a lot on his own is Gunnar Malott. Rhinelander unable to get a run beyond just, you know, one individual effort. Not able to string a couple of passes together and get something going here. Rhinelander's managed only two shots on goal. One was found the back of the net. Seven shots overall for the Hodags. 14-7 shots on goal. Evergreen's leading 4-1. Rhinelander's try there went off an Evergreen's defender and across the goal line. So we are going to have a corner kick coming up for Rhinelander here. See if Rhinelander can make something happen in one of these set situations. Gunnar Malott to kick it in. Here's Malott's corner from the near side. Got some traffic in front, went off the head of one of his teammates, still in the box. Evergreens surround that ball, got a lot of traffic, and the Evergreens get it out of here. Here comes a long ball and a potential breakaway if Baby Ars can control it. Baby Ars does at midfield, but a couple of Rhinelander defenders get back. Baby Ars still trying to run with it along the near side. Baby Ars slid from behind, and they're going to get a foul on Rhinelander. The Evergreens are going to get a kick from just outside the box.
Recover!
Baby Ars tried to make a long run as the Evergreens had numbers advantage on a counterattack here. And yeah, it's going to come, the foul's going to be from just outside the box. The Evergreens will have a free kick. It's probably the closest range for a free kick that we've seen in the game. And Mike Sackman is going to take it. The Evergreens are going to get pressure on goal here. Rhinelander is going to set up a wall with three players. And the Evergreens have got a man that's going to try and come towards the near post and one for the far post. Let's see what Mike Sackman can create here. High ball towards the near post, and it's headed out by one of the Rhinelander defenders. Stays in play. One of the Evergreens tracks it down. There's a perfect example of the Evergreens out-hustling in a lot of these areas. Evergreens are the faster team. Here's a long cross in front, headed in, and a goal for the Evergreens. It's 5-1. Nice high cross and headed in. Tell you in just a moment who gets that goal as soon as the Evergreens goal scorer turns around and faces us. It was a nice high cross. That may have been Gunnar Yonker, but I'm going to wait. There's a lot of traffic in front. It was a pretty goal. We're going to make sure that we give it to the right person. And it comes in the 76th minute of play. We'll wait for the official scoring announcement as it is now 5-1 DC Everest. Evergreen's got that high cross, and the goal came on a header to push this Evergreen's lead to the biggest margin we've had so far at 5-1. We're about to get the announcement shortly on the goal information. You've just heard John Lapine with the header in. And it was Brendan Craig who will get an assist. Craig has a goal and an assist in this game. Again, 5-1 Evergreens. As the outcome of this game is no longer in doubt. Evergreens will keep the hammer. As I understand it, the team that keeps the hammer gets to attack the other team's school bus before they leave home. That's how it works? No, not quite. Put in play here along the near sidelines. Evergreens are going to control. Thrown in and knocked out of bounds again. Evergreens are going to put it in again. Rhinelander at this point looks like they're slowing down a little bit. In fact, the Evergreens, I mean, you just look at them. The Evergreens seem to be not only the fresher team, maybe it is a matter of conditioning. I mean, the Evergreens are in good shape. They've run a lot. The Evergreens just look like, well, I mean, if you just looked at these two teams now, you'd tell who's up by a 5-1 score. long kick towards the goal, punched out of there by the Rhinelander goalie. That's actually a pretty good defensive move there by the Rhinelander keeper, Owen White. And now on the rebound, put back in, and the Evergreens have scored again. 6-1. James Zhang is going to get credit for the goal for the Evergreens, and Brennan Krieg, who's been very active, gets the assist. Krieg with two assists and a goal. And James Zhang put it in. 6-1 now, Evergreens.
Okay. RJ, play a flat back four. Get the sweeper.
And that came in the 78th minute of this game. Again, 6-1 Evergreens now.
Hey, if you're going to foul somebody, follow them hard. None of this crap.
Now that the Evergreens have established this really big lead, when our game goes final, we will take you through a complete scoring recap. Again, we have six goal scorers for the Evergreens. We want to give them all their due. By my running time, we have about 10 minutes left in this ball game before we go final. Ball went all the way down to the Evergreens' end. It's going to be kicked out by goalie Alex Poggle. Evergreens have outshot Rhinelander 7-2 this half. And here comes Brian White. That's Bryce White, rather. Now along the near sideline, here's Quinton Triplett. Triplett tries to control, has it go out of play, and we're going to have a goal kick for the Evergreens. Right, Craig's assist. Brennan Krieg has had quite a night. He scored the first goal in this game back in the 37th minute. Again, this game was scoreless for the first 37 minutes of play. Krieg has a goal and two assists. In fact, if you were going to pick an MVP, he'd be a fine choice. Rhinelander controls off this goal kick, and here's a one-timer shot towards the near post and a save. Was going to go wide anyway. Alex Poggle came out and made the save on the shot on by Gunnar Malott. And now the Everest goalie clears it out towards center field, and Rhinelander kicks it out of play along the far boundary. Inbounded here with about 9 minutes left.
Chris!
My unofficial time has us in our 81st minute now. 6-1 Evergreens. And the Evergreens are making a substitution. Colton Kellenhauser will come in. Craig will come out. Evergreens throw it in on the far side. There's Mike Sackman controlling. Sackman with a long kick, taken back by one of the Rhinelander defenders. Ball is loose at the center. Nope, now the Evergreens control. One of the Rhinelander players is down and may be hurt, grabbing his ankle. Loose now at the center. Evergreens control. Dusty Spurl. Spurl goes across to the near side. Yawker now goes ahead to Craig again. Again, Craig's had a good game. Looking for Kellenhauser along that near side. Goes over the boundary, knocked out by one of the Rhinelander defenders. Evergreens to throw in. Evergreens are about 30 yards away from goal. That throw-in is taken away by one of the Rhinelander players. Nope, Evergreens recover. Now it's cleared out towards the center. Evergreens again attack the ball. Chris Cornish. Cornish with a high ball towards the goal. One of the Rhinelander defenders kicks that high ball out of there. Rhinelander could have numbers if they hurry here, trailing 6-1. A run along the far side. Goes ahead now to James Persaic. Now a cross, loose in front, coming out, sliding and smothering that ball is Alex Poggle. Poggle challenged Bryce White. Again, White was streaking towards that ball along the near post. Poggle came out, made a good decision, got to that ball before White did. Bryce White started as goalie. Now White again, for the last 15, 20 minutes of play, has been trying to spark the Rhinelander offense. White now trying to chase that ball along the near end line, centering pass. It's headed out by one of the Evergreens defenders. We'll have a corner kick coming up for Rhinelanders. We are in the closing stages of this game now, and the Evergreens are leading the Hodag 6-1. Playing the 83rd minute of this match. Seen a lot of goals here. It became interesting early in the second half when Gunnar Malott scored for Rhinelander. Their only goal made it 2-1. Evergreens have scored four unanswered since then to take control of this match. out towards the center, over the boundary line and out of play. Evergreen still chasing that. Again, the Evergreens have really kept the energy level up in this game despite their big lead. Evergreens have not taken their foot off the gas, and that's a credit to this team, too. Evergreens know that they're going to have some tougher games ahead in the Valley Conference. They have Rhinelander coming up. They'll get both the Wausau teams, too, in the next couple of weeks. Stevens Point as well. This game is a building block for those games that are coming down the road. The Evergreens are 1-1 in Valley Conference play and are about to put their third win of the season in the books. This ball's taken away from Rhinelander along the near side out at the center. Pass a little too long. One of the Evergreens defenders there is waiting for it. Here's Chris Cornish. Cornish tries to kick it ahead, taken away by Bryce White. Again, White goalkeeper and now forward. Can't control it. Goes out of bounds off an Evergreens defender. And it'll be thrown back in. About 5 minutes left of playing time here. On the throw-in, one of the Evergreens defenders knocks it out. Rhinelander will throw it in again. Dylan Sebo disrupted that. Rhinelander again throws it in about 40 feet away from the goal. On to the foot of Bryce White. White outside the box, taken away by one of the Evergreens defenders. You know, White's a good player. You can tell that he would be an offensive threat for Rhinelander if he wasn't their number one goalkeeper. The Evergreens have identified him. Here's a long ball sent on goal by the Evergreens. Coming out to save that is the Rhinelander backup goalie, the freshman Owen White. White came out and fielded that on the bounce and sends it out towards the middle. In our closing 5 minutes now, the Evergreens leading Rhinelander 6-1 here on FoxSportsWausau.com. This is our first podcast of the season of Evergreen Soccer. We will speak to you again on Thursday when the Evergreens are right back here again a week from Thursday. The Evergreens 2 days from now head on the road. They'll be at Rhinelander. At the center, one of the Rhinelander players controls. This is Christopher Keevy, long cross. Rhinelander trying to push forward. Cody Vinger. Vinger on the near side tries to center. Nope, one of the Evergreens defenders, no sir, there to block it. Evergreens defense have been good. They've done a good job of denying Rhinelander a lot of opportunities there. Gunnar Jonker disrupted what would have been a centering pass there. Rhinelander will throw in along this near side. About 20 yards of real estate to work with. Thrown in just outside the box and pushing, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on one of the Evergreen defenders. Looked like it was Chris Cornish who came up and made contact with one of the Rhinelander players as they were about to receive the ball. So here's going to come a free kick from just outside the box. Here's a high cross, and it's saved and punched out of there by the Evergreens goalie, Alex Poggle. Comes back to Poggle, and he smothers that. It was a high cross there that was set on goal by Gunnar Malott. And Poggle was up to the task. By my count, only the third shot that Rhinelander's been able to put on goal since halftime. Cleared out to the center with about 3 minutes left to play. Evergreens now with a long ball. A Rhinelander defender is there. The Evergreens were trying to set up Gunnar Jonker along the far side. Out towards the center now. Rhinelander defender clears it along the far sideline. Our game about to go final, 6-1. We will recap our scoring. Next Evergreens broadcast, back to the other type of football. 6:30 pregame, kickoff at 7. The Evergreens football team looking for their first win. They'll travel to Oshkosh to Appleton North. Appleton North, state contender last year, 1-1 on their football season. Here the Evergreen soccer team about to win their hammer game against Rhinelander as we are now down to the last 3 minutes of play. There's a push, a little physical along the far sideline. One of the Rhinelander players just shoved one of the Evergreens. Referee sees that, calls the foul, and the Evergreens are going to get a free kick. Three quarters field here. Christopher Sackman will take this free kick. With, by my count, a little over 2.5 minutes left to play. And the Evergreens up 6-1. And if you come out to the soccer games, even if we're not doing it, we'd still love to see your photographs. Our website is everythingevergreens.com. Use the hashtag DC Everest. Post your photographs right here. Ball's now in the Rhinelander end, goes over the end line. Evergreens are going to make what may be the final substitutions of the game. Patrick Fallon will come in. Christopher Sackman will come in. Zach Pupp is going to come off. And Dylan Sebo is going to come off. About 2 minutes left here as Rhinelander is going to throw the ball in from this near sideline. Rhinelander going to try and put some final pressure on the net here in the closing minutes. Mitchell Modick unable to control there. Went out of bounds over the far side, and the Evergreens are going to get a goal kick. Pretty strong game for the Evergreens goalie, Alex Poggle. Now the Evergreens go short, and clearing out towards the center, coming up to challenge for Rhinelander is Cody Vinger. Vinger can't control it. Evergreens are able to kick it out of bounds as we are now down to the very late stages of this game. Rhinelander got within 2-1. Evergreen scored 4 unanswered goals all in the second half to secure this victory. Rhinelander's shot there, well off target towards the near post, and goes out of play. The Evergreens will have a goal kick. So the Evergreens will have a 2-game winning streak, win 2 of their last 3. Evergreens building on what was a 10-0 win over Merrill the last time they played, and they're going to follow up with a very convincing win here over Rhinelander as the ball is put out towards the center of the field. Evergreens control there. James Zhang goes back off the foot of Christopher Sackman, now to Zhang again. Looking to set up, Sackman towards the center, knocked out by one of the Rhinelander defenders. Evergreens throw it in. Brennan Krieg. Krieg with a nice ball ahead to Patrick Phelan. Phelan was looking to center there for Colton Kellenhauser. Kellenhauser still has it. Tried to get a shot on. Couldn't get it through cleanly. One of the Rhinelander defenders came up and knocked that away. Again, the outcome of the game not really in doubt at this point. 6-1 Evergreens as we are in the closing minutes. It's going to be a nice and satisfying win for the D.C. Everest boys soccer team. Again, girls soccer and softball will be part of our spring lineup on the Fox Sports Wausau website. In addition to our baseball, boys and girls basketball and hockey coverage, which will take us through the winter and into the spring. Ball's going to be thrown in by the Evergreens along the near sideline. As we go, under a minute and a half left to play in our match. Evergreens get a final shot on goal, and coming out to save it is the freshman goalie for Rhinelander, Owen White. It was James Zhang, who already has a goal, who tried to put that on, wasn't quite strong enough, and White, the goalie, came out and made the save. Approaching the 90th minute and approaching our final whistle here in this 6-1 game. Rhinelander with one more long ball towards the goal. Coming out to save it is Alex Poggle for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest has outshot the Hodags by my count 9-4 since halftime. And 19-9 for the game. As the Evergreens look to close out this 6-1 win. Along the far side, Evergreens control it. Patrick Phelan. Phelan fights for it with one of the defenders, goes back out to one of his teammates. Here's Mike Sackman. Sackman trying to center. It's along the goal line, now back in the corner. Again, Evergreens control, yet another loose ball. This one gets knocked over the end line, last touch by the Evergreen. It's going to be a goal kick. And Rhinelander kicks this ball into play. By my count, no, I just keep running time. I believe we are in the final stages here. Again, we've had some stoppages when goals have been scored here, but this game is just about out of time. Rhinelander now puts a final run on the net. Here's Christopher Keevy. Keevy centers, and there's one of his teammates over the crossbar. It's the best scoring opportunity that Rhinelander's had in a while. Keevy went back to Bryce White. White got a good leg on it, but sent it over the crossbar. And the final seconds are going to tick away in this game. Final whistle sounds. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They are soccer winners today over the Rhinelander Hodags 6-1. The Evergreens keep the hammer. I'm Chris Conley, and let's quickly recap our scoring. This game was 2-0 in favor of the Evergreens in the first half. Brennan Craig scored the first goal with 37 minutes into the game. Zach Pupp got the assist. Pupp would score a goal of his own on a header late in the first half with less than a minute to play until intermission. Seth Jaglinski got the assist there. Rhinelander's only goal came just a minute into the second half. Gunnar Malat scored with a lot of traffic in front of Alex Poglet, made the score 2-1, and that was the one moment where the Evergreens needed to hold their breath. But the Evergreens would score quickly with goals in the 51st and 62nd minutes. Dusty Spurl and Jack Mittelstadt each with goals. Mittelstadt's goal came on what looked like a free kick. Thought he was trying to set up one of his teammates, and instead it went over not only his teammate's head, but over the goalie's head too, and just cleared the lower part of the crossbar. Mittelstadt got that goal unassisted. The Evergreens' final goals coming from John Lapine and James Jong in the 76th and 78th minutes, making the final score 6-1. Again, the Evergreens defeat Rhinelander. They'll be on the road on Thursday against Marshfield, and our next Evergreen soccer podcast will come up a week from Thursday here on FoxSportsWausau.com. Thank you for joining us tonight. Again, all of our Evergreens play-by-play is available on the website FoxSportsWausau.com. We will speak again for D.C. Everest High School football on Friday night on AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.